الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers, there are three ayats in relation to the issue of brotherhood that we have been talking about over the last 3-4 days. The first of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَعَبُدُونَ. In the second one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونَ. And in the third one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً فَأَسْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. The first ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَعْبُدُونَ, which means Allah said, verily this ummah of yours is one ummah. Inna hadhihi ummatukum, verily this ummah of yours, this community of yours, this group of yours, this brotherhood of yours is one brotherhood. Ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum, and I am your Rabb, fa'budun, so worship me. If you relate this to the first day, what I mentioned with regard to the basis of the brotherhood, the basis of the Muslim brotherhood is faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the fact that we worship one God and we worship the same God, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. The Salafi also worships Allah, the Hanafi also worships Allah, the Barilvi also worships Allah, the Shafi'i, the Maliki, the Shia, whoever, they only worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are one people, you are one community, you are one brotherhood, and the basis of your oneness is that I am your Rabb, not somebody else. I am your Rabb. So worship me, fa'abudun. So worship me. Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fa'abudun. As I have said before, I am not suggesting to you that worshipping Allah alone is sufficient with regard to the Aqidah. There are many other aspects of the Aqidah, which even if you say, I worship only Allah, but if you do other things, if you make shirk in that, if you do not accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the messenger and so on and so forth, then you are out of Islam anyway, even if you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. We are not talking about that. We are saying this one single particular point, which is that the basis of the brotherhood of Muslims worldwide is the fact that they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said this, we didn't say this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum. I am your Rabb. Fa'budun. So worship me. The second ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونَ. If you notice, obviously, these two ayat are completely the same, very similar, except for the last word. In the first word, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاعْبُدُون. In the second one, He said, فَاتَّقُون. Have my taqwa. Now, taqwa, فَاعْبُدُون, ibadat, refers to worship alone. But taqwa relates to every other thing in life, including worship. Taqwa relates to worship plus everything else. Taqwa relates to ibadat. Taqwa also relates to mu'amilat. Taqwa also relates to mu'ashara, to the society. It relates to our dealing with one another and so on. And so the second point that I made, which is respect for one another, respect for each other's differences, acceptance of each other's differences, all of this is part of taqwa. How do we deal with one another? Do we deal with honesty and truthfulness and integrity, or do we deceive and we lie and we cheat? Depends on taqwa. What kind of mu'ashara do we have? Do we have a mu'ashara which is focused towards goodness? Ta'awanu ala al-birri wa taqwa. Wala ta'awanu ala al-ithmi wa al-udwan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Suratul Ma'idah that Allah said, help one another in goodness. Bir wa taqwa. in piety and in taqwa. Help one another. If somebody is doing some good work, someone is doing the work of da'wah, someone is building a hospital, someone is building a masjid, madrasa, school, whatever, any good work. Help one another in that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says specifically. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Do not help one another in sin and in any kind of rebelliousness. So somebody wants to do some other thing which is against Islam. And I don't want to give examples of that. I think we know enough examples ourselves. Allah said, don't help one another. Do not help one another in that. So, fattaqun relates to having taqwa. Having taqwa in all our relationships and dealings and so on with one another. And finally, the last ayat which I recited for you, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. Allah said, verily the mu'minun are brothers. All Muslims are brothers. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. So Allah said, and therefore, do the islah between people. Allah said, join people. If there is a conflict between people, go and resolve that conflict. If two people and two brothers are not talking to one another, go and try to, at least do your best. They may not listen to you, but at least you do your part. Go and talk to both of them and tell them, what is this? Why are you not talking to one of your brothers? Why are you not talking to one another? If there is a dispute in a family, Allah said, go and resolve that dispute. Help them. Aslihu bayna akhawaykum. Resolving of disputes, removing of difficulties, helping one another in times of trials and tribulations and so on. It comes the islah between people. Is not only dispute, it's any kind of difficulty that we have. And Allah is saying that. What is Allah saying? Allah is saying, you are brothers, therefore do this. So the requirement of brotherhood is that, first of all, you have this concern for the brother. To say that in his life, there should not be anything difficult, anything problematic. If there is, it is my responsibility. I must help the person. Right? I must help the person. There was a time in my life where I was in great need of some money, and there was a very dear friend of mine. So I used to live in Bangalore at the time. So he came. We used to see each other almost every day. So one day he came and he said he was talking to me. He said, "Why are you looking like this?" I said, "What happened?" He said, "No, something is wrong." So I said, "No, nothing is wrong." He said, "No, something. You're not looking the same. What happened to you?" So he managed to get it out of me. I said, "Well, you know, I need this cash very badly." So he said, "Okay. Tomorrow morning, I'll pick you up at 9 o'clock. So I said, "For what?" He said, "No, I'll come and pick you." He picked me up. He picked me up at 9 o'clock. He took me to his lawyer's place. And he gave his lawyer a bunch of papers. And he said, "These are the papers of my house." He had a house in Kunur, in Wellington. He said, "These are the papers of my house. My house is worth 3 times the money that he wants. Please take him to the bank, put my house as the surety and get him the loan." I was absolutely zapped. I was shocked. I said, "What are you doing? Why are you giving me that? First of all, I won't take a loan from you anyway." But I said, irrespective of that, you're putting up your house as the surety for a loan for me, and your house is worth 3 times what I want. So the bank will give it in a shot. And if I default, you lose your house. I said, "Have you thought of that?" He said, "Yes." So I said, "I don't understand this." He said, "See, what is the good of me having a house if it cannot help you when you need money? What is the good of me having this asset if it cannot help you when you need the money?" I said, "What about your wife?" He said, we talked about this. She also agrees. Huh?" And this man was not a Muslim. That man was a Christian. Ajib. Swal. This is in action. This is not talk. This is actually action. I did not take that money, but that memory. This is the meaning of friendship. This is the meaning of friendship. Now, what should brotherhood be? It's supposed to be superior to friendship, no? I mean, his words, I will take them to my grave. He said, "What is the good of me having a house if it is of no use to you when you need help, when you need money. I mean, what is his house got to do with me? I didn't contribute 1 cent to build his house. He said, no, what is the good of me having this if it cannot help you when you need something? Subhanallah, achieve. So Allah said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَسْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Allah said, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah may have mercy on you. So three elements which we talked about, and I'm giving you the dalail from the Quran with respect to all the three. A brotherhood of faith which is based on the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu alone. A brotherhood of faith which is based on dealing with each other with the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And a brotherhood of faith which is based on concern for one another and the willingness to do things for one another in order to help one another. This is the meaning of Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to enable us to do that which is pleasing to him and save us from that which is not pleasing to him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.